Hello, everyone. Welcome to Morning English. This is Colin.
Hello, everybody. This is Nora. 欢迎大家收听早安英文。节目开始之前呢，先说一个小福利。每周三，我们都会给粉丝免费送纸质版的英文原版书、英文原版杂志和早安周边。微信搜索早安英文，私信回复抽奖两个字，就可以参与我们的抽奖福利啦。很多奖品是花钱都买不到的。
Yeah, we have carefully picked out these materials. They are very, very good for learning English. If you can persist in reading one book, you will surely be able to speak English at a higher level. So go to the WeChat official account for the lottery right now. Good luck to all of you.
Hey, Colin, 你知道吗？我最近看了一部震惊三观的动画片，叫做《精灵梦夜萝莉》。It really turned my world upside down.
Is it a cartoon or an animated show?
Cartoon 还是 animated show? 这两个词不都是动画片的意思吗?
Well, there's a slight difference. We think of cartoons being for children or babies, but an animated show can be made for adults or teenagers.
Ah, okay. 所以 cartoons 主要是指那些针对低幼龄儿童的，而 animated show or movies or pictures 这种就主要是成人向的动画啦。
Yeah, exactly.
So I guess the one I was talking about is a cartoon. It says it's for kids from 4 to 12.不过这也是问题所在啊，这一部 cartoon 呢就有很多不太适合小朋友观看的内容。
I see. It includes content inappropriate for kids, such as bullying and violence?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Inappropriate, 意思就是不合适的。这部动画片里面主要问题呢就是包含了很多这种 adult elements, 就是成人向的元素 like school bullying, 校园暴力。Young love, 就是早恋的情节啊等等。在我看的时候呢我都觉得这些内容尺度非常的大。
Wait.、Mm-hmm. I just found out that it ranked third in a survey of favorite cartoons among children. So, it has a high rating among kids.
是的真的很让人惊讶。这一部动画片呢在小学生中非常受欢迎。It's really popular. 而且这一部动画片啊从13年就开始拍了到现在已经200多集了。
No kidding? Do parents know about this? You know, I feel cartoons like this should be banned on TV.
Yeah, I feel so. 那 ban 呢就是指的禁止。现在很多父母呢已经在投诉抵制这部动画片了。主要就是因为它已经算是 set a bad example for kids.
Yeah. When they watch it, they may copy or imitate the bad behavior.
对对对，像这种明显传递了非常 problematic 的价值观的情节肯定是不合适的。不过我也在想一个问题啊， which cartoons are appropriate for children to watch and which are not?
Yeah, you know, parents all over the world have the same concerns.You know, a famous example is the Disney movies.
Disney movies?
Yeah, yeah. Many of them are also questioned.
Ah, 迪士尼这样的大厂啊，他们在制作的动画片里面也是有一些被质疑的。So I think we can talk about this today. 就和大家来聊一聊一些很有名但是被禁的一些动画片以及他们被禁的理由。
Sure, let's do it.
在这里呢提醒一下大家我们今天的内容呢都整理成了文字版的笔记欢迎大家到微信搜索早安英文私信回复奋斗两个字来领取我们的文字版笔记
So Nora, what's your favorite Disney movie?
如果我一定要选一个的话我觉得是 The Little Mermaid 小美人鱼Aria, 她就有一头红发真的太好看了
Okay, but think about this、
mm-hmm.
Ariel gives up her beautiful voice and her life for a man
I get what you mean 其实本身小美人鱼就很完美了她没有必要为了别人牺牲自己对吧
Right, so I feel the story is somehow saying that you have to change yourself for someone elseAnd your story is incomplete or imperfect without a man.
不过其实我看这部动画片的时候小时候没有想那么多。现在这样想整个故事的确就没有那么 romantic.
Yeah, and when you think of Cinderella and Snow White, they also send the wrong message that women need men to save them.
对啊，他们的确是等着王子来拯救他们。那这里说到 send the wrong message， 意思就是传递了错误的信息。像灰姑娘和白雪公主，他们就是在等待被拯救嘛。But actually, we should save ourselves.
Well, exactly. That's my point.
不过其实我还是那样的感觉啊，就是我自己作为小朋友，我的关注点就在 Oh, those princes are just so smart and gorgeous.
Well, yeah, that's also true. But, well, we can have different interpretations and focuses of one story.
我觉得这一点真的很对啊。Interpretation 指的就是诠释解读。其实我们很多时候在看一个故事的时候呢，完全有不同的这个 interpretations， 或者说是不同的角度。就像我们刚刚在分析这几个动画片的时候，就有两个视角了。
Yeah, your point also makes sense. But I totally understand what those parents are concerned of because...Well, children are impressionable.
没错，从家长方面来看，肯定是再小心不为过的。因为，小朋友们呢都有一个特质，就是 impressionable. This means to be easily influenced or affected by someone or something. 意思就是非常容易受影响的。
Yeah, they are impressionable viewers. We cannot ignore it. So...Those distorted values may influence them, even though you are not aware of it.
主要是那种潜移默化的影响啊，最需要让人注意了。OK, 那除了我们刚刚讲到的这个迪士尼的动画片，还有什么是我们其实大家都很熟知，但是也受争议的动画吗？
Well, of course, we have to mention Doraemon.
对，这个就是很多人都看过的哆啦 A 梦了。有一个情节就是大雄偷看静香 taking a shower. 那这个情节就有一点受争议了。
Well, that's one reason. Some also say it encourages children to depend on others rather than solve problems for themselves.
Okay, I see. 就是可能每次他们有问题就会找哆啦 A 梦啊，就影响了小孩子的这problem solving 的能力，对吧？
Yeah, and the main character is just a boy who always answers back to his parents and refuses to do homework.
对对对，这也是一点啊。那 answer back 就是指的回嘴， refuse to do homework 是指的拒绝做家庭作业。那大雄呢，就是这样子的一个废柴的人设嘛。这样一想，的确很多这个，好像很多日本的动漫都是这种设定哎。
Yeah.And another famous example is SpongeBob.
SpongeBob 就是海绵宝宝，这个我知道，就是里面真的会有一些这种 dark episodes， 比较黑暗的剧集。
Right, SpongeBob is not for kids. It has a lot of adult jokes and some very dark episodes.
Now I feel it's so hard to choose an appropriate cartoon. 我觉得现在看这些动画片，多少都有一些这种剧集，我要重新思考一下了。
Well, I feel an animation rating system may help.
An animation rating system? 这个是动漫的评级制度吗？
Yeah, like PG-13 means parents strongly cautioned some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
我们很多时候在看电影时候呢，会看到一个提示，就是 PG-13. PG 指的就是 with parental guidance.有家长的陪同才能观看的，然后 13 就是年龄，意思就是爸爸妈妈要注意了，对于13岁以下的小朋友，有些内容就会不合适。
Exactly. So given this information, parents can actively choose what to watch for their children.
而且我觉得还有一点也很重要，就是在陪同观看的时候，家长看到有一些 values 比较争议的地方，一定要跟自己的小朋友解释清楚。
Yeah, both the animation industry and parents should take responsibility.
对，的确呢，我们这个动画片的类型多样，也因人而异。而适不适合小朋友呢，也建议家长们可以自己先去看一下，而不是盲目的让小朋友自己去看每一部动画片。
That's right. Okay, I think that's all for today's podcast.
那今天的节目呢，也到这里结束了。最后呢，再提醒一下大家，我们今天的所有内容呢，都整理成了文字版的笔记，欢迎大家到微信搜索“早安英文”，私信回复“奋斗”两个字，来领取我们的文字版笔记。
Thank you for joining us, everyone. This is Colin.
This is Nora. See you next time.
Bye.
Bye.
This podcast is from Morning English.
学口语就来早安英文。